Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Iowa National Guard. And now, knee-deep in all of the color and pageantry that is high school football game day, let's join Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tailgate Tour for 2018 as we come your way live from Linmar as the sun starts to poke out a little bit here today. As we get ready for week three of the high school football season, as the Linmar Lions get ready for their home opener, as they will host the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And we'll have it for you coming up tonight right here on 1600 AM, the main gym, coming your way just about 7 o'clock with the pregame, about 7:20. They are looking for a kickoff for this one coming up tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Coming up tonight, it'll be Marion at Solon in high school football, and looking forward to that one coming up here tonight as well. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes live from Linmar as we get ready to talk about the game tonight, talk with some of the coaches here on the Tailgate Tour, and it's brought to you, helping to bring you, no, that's theirs. That's yours. We're good. Can you hear me?
I can.
See,
you how
guys,
are
you? You guys were talking about old West Side stuff, and we're starting the show here.
You bet we are. Talking to future Jefferson Hall of Famer, coaching out here at Linmar.
Uh-huh. Did you let the kitty out of the bag?
He's quite a volleyball coach.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
I've heard that. But thanks to the Iowa National Guard, thanks to all the great sponsors that bring you the Tailgate Tour. The kids are going to be coming out here in about 16 minutes or so, and they'll be getting ready for the game coming up here tonight as well. Should mention this before we talk to Teresa, is this just coming down from the University of Iowa, Mark. Pretty surprising news here. University of Iowa men's basketball has announced that sophomore Luca Garza had successful surgery today. He is out indefinitely. They removed a benign cyst in his abdomen, according to Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa football program. This is Fran's quote here. We are happy to hear that Luca's procedure went well. Luca has had a phenomenal summer preparing for his sophomore year, and we look forward to him rejoining his teammates on the court later this fall. So you would think from that statement the prognosis is good for Luca Garza, but boy, oh boy, anytime you have something like that happen, it really it takes you back a little bit.
Well, he was obviously going to be a key component and probably still will be of the Iowa basketball team going forward. He had a nice year last year, and now the most important thing is health, and we wish him the best.
Yeah, so hopefully that sounds very optimistic as far as the Iowa basketball program is concerned. High school football, the name of the game, and we're going to have that for you tonight from Linmar Stadium, just to the north of the campus here, on the north end of the campus, I should say, and we'll have that for you coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Should we get right into it?
Let's do it.
You think, here. We'll get right into it, and head coach, come on over, Teresa. And Mark and you are going over, let's see, old stuff. I don't know if it's anything. Did you guys go to school together as far as Jefferson is concerned?
Well, actually, I was a little bit behind Mark, so.
Most everybody was.
Well, Teresa, volleyball season is underway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot of things going on right now.
A lot of things going on. Yeah, great things, though. Great things.
Well, tell us about, let's go back to Tuesday night, first of all. Your latest MVC match, and tell us about that.
Okay, we were up at Dubuque Hempstead. They have a nice, very young team, very athletic team, very quick. So we had to overcome some things there. First set didn't quite go so well. We were a step slow and probably just were swinging to be safe rather than swinging to get some points. So we had quite a few hitting errors. And then we changed it up and came back and took it to them the second and third set. Fourth set was a lot closer, but we still prevailed in that one. So came away with a 3-1 victory. Felt really good about it. I really liked our perseverance. When they would get on a run, we were able to step up and stop it. So that was nice to see. We have several seniors on the court, finished out by one sophomore and a couple juniors. So kind of getting the new kids on the block acclimated to how tough 5A volleyball is. So we lack a little bit of size in specific spots, so we have to overcome that by being quick ourselves.
Well, I don't have to tell you how tough the metro is, and I was talking to some girls on a metro team this summer, and I asked them the team to beat in the metro area, and they said Linmar right off the bat.
Well, we return a lot, and that's a great feeling. That's a big compliment, for sure.
You guys have the Linmar Invitational coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have some really good teams here, so we're pretty excited about that. We always love hosting, getting some teams to come into our gym, and we like to work hard to defend that because last year we won it. So they haven't always. The kids here have come a long ways in the 6 years I've been here. Their work ethic has totally changed, just their desire to keep the ball off the floor. Their cohesiveness is so much better, and I know they're excited about tomorrow.
So let's give some of your girls recognition. Who's doing well for you?
Sure. Well, Megan Renner is one of our top players. She will be entering the University of Purdue next year to play 6-2 setter, and we also have her hitting this year. So obviously she is a strong nucleus, but we've got some really great other kids. Ellie Von Lumden hits on the outside for us. She's a senior also. We have shared the other outside position between Mallory Duggan and Tori Niemeyer. Tori plays the back row for sure. And then Mallory has gotten some good front row time this year as well. Our libero is Allison Pisarsik. She does a really nice job. This is her first year in that role. She played DS for us, but we graduated last year's libero. So she has stepped in, done a really nice job. Junior-wise, our other setter, Ashley Homiser, has really done a good job there. She is stepping into a new role, just coming up to varsity level. So that's been a big learning curve as well for her. She does a really nice job with that. We also, our middle blockers, our Anna Gorsuch was our leading hitter last year, senior. Really nice job. Has a great cut shot, does zone 5 or zone 1. And then our other middle is a sophomore, and we moved her up this year. It is Ashley Feigenbaum. She has done a really good job for us this year, really connecting with the ball. Getting used to the speed of the game has been a big learning curve for her. And then our right side hitter hit middle for us some last year, hit right side for us some last year. We had a few injuries with a couple players, so she kind of moved around a little bit. Her name is Emily Strauss. Done a great job. And then first person off the bench has typically been Anna Christensen, junior, this year. Done an outstanding job, too. So we have a lot of kids that we can go to and not drop off in our school level. So that's awesome.
For the novices out there, what is a libero and what does she do?
Okay.
What's her role?
Her role is kind of be the defensive leader, the person who's going to sacrifice, get the ball off the floor. Usually you put them in a position where they're going to dig a lot. So we try to set up our block to funnel the ball towards them because you know that they're going to make a good play on the ball. And Allison's done a really nice job with that.
Special skill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's got to have a little grit, you know, have that tenacity to keep the ball off the floor. Love her work ethic.
Yeah.
And middle linebacker, isn't it?
Well,
no.
Sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. Sort of. A defensive captain.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. The kid who's going to take charge out there on service reception, have a voice. She's learning that. I think that has came slowly at the beginning of the season because she didn't want to step on, other girls' toes who've been out there for a while. But I really think she's stepped up and done a nice job.
Some of the teams that you're going to be facing tomorrow, I mean, it's a who's who in your pool play tomorrow.
Yeah. All through the tournament. Kennedy's over here, Prairie's over here for some Metro teams. CPU's coming down, you know, lots of bigs there, really good players. Pleasant Valley, very strong team in the 5A world. So they're going to be a team to beat. Let's see, our pool is fairly tough. I think Solon is coming back. They're back on the rise. So we saw them over at the WASH tournament. They're doing a great job. Our pool is rounded out by Waterloo East and Fairfield.
Okay.
So that's going to be tough. A lot of the other teams in the other pools, Marion, I mean, we got some good teams that are going to come at us. We're hoping to get out of pool play and then see how it falls.
It starts about 9 or 10, I suppose.
9 o'clock.
Yep. 9 o'clock. Yep. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So yep. Sounds good. And plan on coming out here, Linmar Invitational Volleyball tomorrow. So
yeah, it's gonna be exciting. I got swim meet over at the other building. Our parking lot will be full.
It will be. It will be. Teresa, thanks for stopping. We'll let you get back to practice, and good luck tomorrow and the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Teresa Bear, the volleyball coach here at Linmar. We're gonna take a quick break. Come back and talk some more here on the Tailgate Tour. Help to be presented by the Iowa National Guard. So stay with us. More to come from Linmar after this here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Bring your family to the Sweet Rides for Charity car and bike shows September 8th from 8 to 3 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. There'll be lots of cool rides, plus food and drinks, and a live auction and raffle benefiting the Eastern Iowa Honor Flight and Mission of Hope.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
We've been through a lot together. Weathered storms, shared sunny days, survived puppy training, and welcomed family for the best celebrations.
Surprise!
Now you've given me this new makeover. It sure makes me feel appreciated. I'm such a lucky house.
Your house gives you so much. Give it new life with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Improve your vehicle's performance and efficiency with Quaker State High Mileage Motor Oil from Menards. Right now, pick up a 5-quart jug of High Mileage Motor Oil for only $11.56 after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards, good through September 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is summertime. This is summertime at Target Field. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand.
Hey, ice cold beer, get your beer.
This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand as the Twins hit a home run. This, yeah, this is how we baseball. Minnesota Twins, single game tickets on sale now. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back with you here at Linmar on the Tailgate Tour. Our first stop of 2018, as we get ready for Linmar and Jefferson football coming your way tonight. And we'll have it for you at 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. on the call, 107.5, 106.3 FM. They will be down at Spartan Stadium. In fact, our tailgate with Zach Mackey and Gary Fickle going on right now at Solon. It'll be the Spartans entertaining the Marion Indians. And we go from volleyball to basketball. Boys basketball coach Chris Robertson joining us here at the table. Teresa Bear said, you look very relaxed right now.
This is the best time of year.
Everybody's undefeated. Yeah, you know, no one's, you know, no problems, no nothing. It's great, right?
Lots of sleep, just enjoying the weather.
Well, but that'll change soon enough as getting ready to roll out the basketballs here as November comes along. But can't get here quick enough, I'm sure, right?
No, it seems like once school year starts, everything just kind of flows and football comes and goes, and it's basketball, and next thing you know, we're on spring break. So it just, it goes fast. But, yeah, we're excited. It's not too far away.
Mark made the mistake of asking you about Joe Wieskamp. Don't want to. You're happy.
My stomach started to hurt just a little bit when he said that.
Yeah, you made sure he went across the stage at graduation, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't wait to watch him in Iowa City now.
Because that, of course, was the sub-state game down at the Cell Center when Muscatine got the victory in that one. But you know what? The guys can use that are coming back as a little bit of motivation, and I know you got a good group coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I think hopefully they build on that night because, I mean, we played very well that night, and six seniors coming back, most of which all played last year and had big roles on our team. So, yeah, we're excited. I think it's a good group of coming back, and we got a nice junior group joining them. And, yeah, we're excited.
You're not unfamiliar, Chris, with high-profile players in your program, and you've got at least one, if not a couple, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. Trey's kind of going to be our marquee guy this year, I think. And, you know, he's kind of going through some of the recruiting stuff right now, trying to make some decisions. But, I think we're excited. It's going to be a good year, and I hope he builds off that Muscatine game because he was
– That was an amazing night.
I mean, he went toe-to-toe with Joe, and, you know, we fell a little short. But if he can play consistently at a level like that, that's going to help us a lot.
I mentioned the high-profile players, Marcus Page, Jordan Bohannon, right on down the line. I'm curious, Chris, when coaches maybe you can help us understand the process more, want to come – to campus, maybe talk to you, visit, whether it's Roy Williams or anybody else. How does that process work, and what role do you play? Are you expected to play?
You know, I think we're still really fortunate in Iowa. I mean, a lot of our kids get seen on the AAU circuit, but I think through the recruiting process, from my experiences, those guys still work pretty closely with the high school coaches, which is nice. You know, when Marcus was here, I mean, we had everybody in. I mean, Roy Williams, Bill Self, I mean, you name it, they were here. And, you know, it's just neat to see how they're all a little different, but they're all really good at what they do. And so, in that regard, I think it's really nice. As a high school coach, you're still pretty involved. We had Minnesota State in today to visit with Trey and talk about some things. And so, I think we're still pretty heavily involved, and it makes it pretty fun for us, too. You get to meet some guys that you watch on TV and talk basketball with them. And I think the thing I've learned the most over the years, though, is they're not just looking at the basketball side of things. They're looking at, you know, what kind of student the player mm-hmm. is, how he conducts himself, the family, you know, just all kinds of things that I think people don't realize they're looking at. And they're looking at the big picture because they're gonna invest a lot in the kid to bring him on campus for 4 years. And so it's just kind of fun to go through that process and watch our guys go through it.
Yeah, and in this year's group, it's not all Trey. Like you said, you get five other seniors, and then you put a good junior group. I know your sophomore group was very good last year as well. Now they just have to all mesh.
Yeah, and then this summer, if that was any indication, I think they're going to mesh well. I mean, the talent in the sophomore group, some of those kids are going to step in and play big roles right away. But, that senior group, I mean, very experienced with not just Trey, but – you know, Jaron Nelson, Greg Hall, Cam Nelson, Hayden Passmore, Tyler Overbrockling, all those guys got minutes last year. And so just look for them to be big contributors. And the nice thing is they're good leaders, they're good kids, and I think our chemistry will be really good, which is very, very important at this level.
Your schedule, still challenging to put that together?
Yeah, it's getting a little, I don't know if you call it easier, but now with Liberty and Western Dubuque coming into the mm-hmm. league, now we only need three non-conference games. So we were struggling to find five just because everybody else didn't need as many. But, yeah, we're still going to play our CIML crossover with Waukee. That's been a good matchup the last few years. And then we'll keep playing Bentendorf with a marquee guy coming in this year with them. And then right now we're still playing Kennedy in that third non-conference game, which is a convenient non-conference game, good crowd. So that's what we've got this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a little bit easier. And looking ahead to the boys basketball part of things, and we say it every year, it's going to be a dogfight. Cedar Falls, of course, with the championship over West last year and an all-MVC year. And who knows, could be that way, because there are some good teams and some really good talent this year.
Yeah, I repeat it every year, but I think our league, top to bottom, is the strongest in the state. And I don't think that'll change this year. I think there'll be a lot of quality programs and a lot of quality players. And then just from what I saw from some of the Des Moines schools we played this summer, I think the state's going to be good. I mean, there's a few of those Des Moines schools that ought to be really, really good. And maybe, fortunately or unfortunately for us, Waukee's going to be one of them. I think the level of basketball is going to be really good this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you got your dean of students, of course. That's your day job.
Official title, yes.
What does his name tag says anyway?
Brand new name tag. It's been a good school year. We've off to a good start, and I think everybody's excited to have the first home football game tonight. And it's not raining, so I think it ought to be good. Hope the Lions come home with a big win tonight.
It's a little unusual to have two away games to start your football season. So
yeah, and it hasn't been super, super hot, so that's kind of weird too. But
yeah, they're waiting for the winter to hit.
Yeah,
that's what.
At least we're indoors. We just got to get there.
I have to imagine, Chris, the numbers in your program are very good. The school district is a very large one, and I don't think that's ever a problem for you, is it?
No, we've been really fortunate. I mean, I think we have about just over 2,200 kids in the building this year, which is the largest we've been. But yeah, we've consistently get 50 and sometimes more freshman boys basketball players out, you know, and you split into two squads, but that's still quite a few kids. And then generally we get over 20 still at the sophomore level, and it thins a little bit at the varsity level, but you know, we've always been around 20 and over at the varsity level. So yeah, we've been fortunate with our numbers.
Kids will be out here in a little bit. We'll see if there's any 6'10 guys walking through the door. I don't know.
If you find them, send them away.
Yeah. Did you, before we let you go and talk with Nate, did you get the opportunity to talk Coach Gass into sticking around one more year?
We did.
All right.
Took a little negotiating, but he's going to stick around, which we're excited about. He should stick around. And no changes on our staff. Everybody's back, and we're excited.
I was kind of hoping that would be the case.
Yeah, I am too. I don't think he was quite ready to be done.
No, yeah. Well, we'll see as we get closer to basketball season on the boys' side.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Chris Robertson, the head boys basketball coach, and we're going to get the head girls basketball coach here, Nate Sanderson, for the Lions, and talk a little girls basketball here at Linmar as Nate gets ready for year number two. And good to see you. And first of all, I got to ask, who won the Labor Day Wiffle Ball tournament this year?
Well, we had some alumni from Mount Mercy University, some basketball players that put a team together and ended up winning the championship on Monday afternoon. So
very nice.
It was a fun tournament. We had 14 teams this year. We had teams from Des Moines and Tama, and then obviously people from around the area in Springville and Cedar Rapids, and raised just under $4,000 for our charity in Springville that helps families in this community school district there. So it was a great weekend, other than playing in a monsoon, but otherwise it was, and that was a lot of fun. But we got a little field repair to do here in the next couple of weeks.
That's all right. You got a year to get it done.
That's right.
Got a year to get it taken care of. And well, you got a year under your belt now. I know it wasn't what you wanted, wasn't what the girls wanted, but you look ahead to year two, right?
Yeah, we just keep building. You know, last year we kind of started out with a little bit different look in terms of who was on our squad than what we expected when we first took the job. And, you know, this summer kids have been working really hard. I think our culture has been outstanding, and just in terms of the amount of time that they're putting in the gym and how everyone's getting along and enjoying playing together. And so we'll see how things come together this year. But I think we've got a good core of kids that like to play together, and we'll see how they do here when we get to November.
Oftentimes the record doesn't reflect the team totally, especially at the end of the year last year. And that was pretty indicative of your team, wasn't it?
Yeah, we really, you know, threw a lot at them early in the year. I mean, the things that we were trying to build into our culture were different. The offense was different. The defense was different. So there was a lot to adjust to. But you look at the last third of our schedule, you know, we were down by 7 at Prairie in the fourth quarter the second time we saw them. We were down by 5 to Xavier in the fourth quarter the second time we saw them. We were down 7 at half. against Iowa City West in our playoff game, you know, and they obviously went on to win the state championship. So we gradually became more and more competitive, and I hope we can pick up from where we left off, you know, as we go into this season.
Yep, and the girls picking things up. And like you said, it's not just a turnkey situation, because if it was, you know, everybody would be doing this, right? So you spent the summer and another summer of them learning what you want them to do on the court.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the things that we really saw a lot of growth in this summer was just the ball movement. You know, I mean, that's, if you ask me one thing that I want our offense to be predicated on, I love teams that share the ball, you know, that make the extra pass and that are looking to create for each other. And, boy, I thought we made a lot of strides in that this season, you know, or this summer season, even overpassing to some extent, which is great, that they're looking for each other. And we started to run a little bit more, trying to push the pace when we can. I think we're going to be small again this year. You know, we're probably not going to be much bigger than 5'9", maybe in the post. So we're going to have to find other ways to get up and down and maybe fatigue some other big players that we're going to see, obviously, in the league. But, you know, those things were great, and we're still growing at the defensive end, and we'll just see how it comes together.
Who are some of the players you think you're going to count on this year?
Well, Macy Miller's had a great summer. She'll be a senior for us. She was a captain for us and a starter for us last year. She shot the ball really well. She does a great job at both ends of the floor and creating for her teammates. Carly Prinney's had a really good summer. She was kind of in and out of the starting lineup last year. She's put a lot of work in on her shot, a ton. I mean, she shoots all the time, and you can see it, you know, and just how much more confident she is this year. We've got a couple sophomores, Keegan Krejcha, that started for us last year, just continues to grow and get bigger and stronger. And I hope that, you know, she'll give us a little bit more of a presence inside. We were looking at a couple soccer players that are pretty good athletes. Hallie Peek came up and played some varsity for us right at the end of the year last year. I think she's got a pretty good chance to be a Division I soccer player, but moves her feet well, defends well, and so I think she's going to play more of a role this year. Unfortunately, we just found out a couple days ago that Caitlin Brunson, who we expected to play a lot for us as a sophomore, has a partial tear in her ACL from a soccer tournament here recently, so she's going to end up missing the entire season. So that was a big blow, and certainly my heart goes out to her. She put a lot of time in this summer as well and loves basketball, and so that'll be a tough road of recovery for her. But, you know, those will be in the mix, and then freshman Alexis Baer may play a little bit this year. We'll kind of see how she mixes in, and then a couple juniors, Jamison Feldman and Skylar Pressler, who's one of the best high jumpers in the state. Got some minutes last year, and we'll see them contribute again this year as well.
Yeah, and like I said, you're not going to be the biggest and tallest team, definitely, that comes down the pike. But you know what? If you can do the things I know you want to do on and off the court, then you can take care of that situation.
Well, fortunately, I've got a lot of experience not being the biggest or the tallest on the floor, so we'll see how it goes.
With the two new additions, Liberty and Western Dubuque, especially in the girls' basketball end of things, boy, that makes a really good conference even deeper. I mean, people know what Western Dubuque can do with Amy up there, and then with Jamie, what she did with Liberty last year was really good in their first year.
Yeah, the conference is going to be loaded again this year. You know, we're not adding any cupcakes for anybody, that's for sure. Iowa City West is going to be tough again. City High will be good. Cedar Falls has a great core coming back. I think Cedar Rapids Washington is going to be up and coming this year. Xavier's always good. I mean, you can go down the line. There are no nights off, you know, in our league. And adding those two teams, you know, is going to just add even more depth, as you said, and some great coaches that do a great job with their teams. So it'll be a challenge for us every night, that's for sure.
Well, we're certainly here for Linmar, but most people should know your background with Springville and those girls that led you to state championships. They graduated, Nick Nahazel and others, so... not that you have split loyalties or anything like that, but I'm sure you followed them to the very end, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Was with them to the end last year and kind of got to have a front row seat to their last run together. And that was a lot of fun. That was a really special group. And, you know, not just as basketball players and athletes, but some really great kids and some really close relationships that we got to build with them and their families over the years. So.
Two of them at Minnesota State.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, Riley Menster and Michaela are playing at Minnesota State. There's two also off that team that are playing volleyball at Kirkwood this year. So just some really good athletes that came out of that class.
Really good athletes. And we're going to get to Linder and I are going to get there for wiffle ball. It's going to work out, hopefully, next year.
Well, I keep asking you guys every August. Let's get that all-media team together and see what they can do out there.
I think I know what we can do. We're going to have to go recruit is what we're going to have to do because I don't think – Yeah, it's been a long time since I've hit a wiffle ball.
I'm good for DH. That's about it.
Well, whatever it takes, start putting your squad together now. I don't want more excuses next year when we get to August 28th and I'm trying to nail you guys down here to play. So,
well, sounds good. Hey, Nate, appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you and the Lions coming up this winter.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to talk some football. Head coach Paul James of the Lions is going to join us coming up next here on the Tailgate Tour at Linmar as we get ready for Linmar and Cedar Rapids Jefferson here tonight. Comes your way at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. We'll be back with more of the Tailgate Tour right after this here on KGYM.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% during the Color Sweet Color Sale, August 30th through September 10th. With 30% off paints and stains, you can give your home a color makeover. Jazz up your living room with Jazz Age Coral. Freshen up your bathroom with fresh water. Or pep up your kitchen with peppery. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Napa Know-How.
Peak Long Life Antifreeze is just $8.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate. It keeps your engine the right temperature, no matter how hot or cold it gets, so you can be ready for whatever crazy cold, crazy hot, or crazy whatever weather fall has in store. That's Peak Antifreeze, just $8.99 plus $5 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
We are back here at Linmar, the 2018 Tailgate Tour kicking off here today with Linmar and Jefferson coming your way tonight here on KGYM. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM at about 7 o'clock here this evening. And on the sidelines, well, no, you're in the booth again this year. You were trying to figure out if you wanted to be on the sideline or in the booth, so the booth won out, right?
Yeah, it's still up in the air.
Well, yes, it is. Literally and figuratively at this point. But Paul James, head football coach at Linmar, joining us here. And you get to break out the home uniforms tonight for the first time.
Yeah, we're breaking those out. It's a different look for us, the anthracite look.
Anthracite.
Yes.
Now tell us, what is that? It looks good.
That's a dark gray.
A dark gray, okay.
Yep.
And the red numbers pop out, so we're all happy in the media.
Yeah, hopefully you can see them nice and plain.
They look good.
Coaching from the press box, is that just a perspective thing, Paul?
Yes,
okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just being able to see where the defensive alignment or, you know, to help the defense, you know, our defense, you know, talk to our defensive coaches where their offense is. But yeah, for me, it's primarily the opponent's defensive alignment so that you can figure out the best way to attack them and, you know, where you are on the field and just different things. Now that so many have turf, you don't have to worry about avoiding the mud spots and wet spots. You know, that was a thing in the past, you know. Okay, so we'll call a play here because we got better traction. But it's mainly coverages and alignments up front.
Yeah, it is. And, 2 weeks on the road. You were one of the – I don't know what you guys did to deserve 2 weeks on the road to start the season.
You were one
of the few teams that around the state that did that.
Yeah, that's not the most desirable thing. You know, you'd like to be home one of the first two, but the – positive thing is next year we'll be home for the first two. So
correct. But Well, the game against Kennedy, you took a look at it, and what'd you see, what'd you correct, and what are you going to do better tonight?
Well, Kennedy's a good football team, number one, and, you know, I thought we were doing a lot of good things. We had, I don't know, maybe 8 drop balls, and our reads overall were pretty good, you know, considering the way that they blitz and things that we expected our quarterback to do. You know, I thought our reads were pretty good. It just seemed like we had a mistake here, a mistake there. You know, most everybody was okay, but there was one person that something would happen and that would blow the play up, or it would lead to a penalty. We had 3 turnovers, and that second one really hurt, where it was a scoop and score to go from 13-0 to 20-0, and right before half. You know, and another one, we had a nice 11-12 yard gain on a jailbreak play, and then we fumbled. You know, it was, the receiver was running hard, you know, he just got hit in an awkward position and fumbled, and our defense was working on a short field quite a bit of the night, you know, and that makes it tough. But they, you know, force a few 3 and outs and, you know, field goal attempts and things like that. But, you know, so we're just trying to build on the things that we're doing right and keep going from there.
2 touchdowns in 2 games. That sounds like it's a combination of you and the teams you played.
I'm sorry, say that again.
2 touchdowns in 2 games. It sounds like it's a combination of things you haven't done and the teams you played.
Right. And, you know, for the most part, I think it's shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, that we get a drive going up at Dubuque Senior in the first game, and we start going backwards. You know, we have a penalty, or, you know, just various things happen. And, you know, you, after the first game, you try to work those things out, and for the most part, we did a good job of that. There was just, you know, a few broken assignments or whatever, but, you know, we're just going to keep plugging away and, you know, keep our nose to grind, as they say. And we've got some skilled kids that can do some really good things, just waiting for them to get out in the open a little bit.
2 teams that are really, really hungry for a victory going tonight. That usually is a makeup for a pretty good game.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to Chris Deem last night, and, you know, that's what we were talking about, is 2 teams that need to go out and get a win and, you know, just help propel them on into the season. And, you know, for a team to start out 0-3, that's really an uphill battle then.
It is. And second year now here at Lindmar. It's got to feel a lot more at home, a lot more established, I guess, than the first year.
Definitely. And you can see it in the kids coming up, that it was a lot, things went a lot smoother, maybe easier in terms of the teaching standpoint and helping them to understand the offense or the defense or what we're trying to do with things. You know, that's a good feeling to know that as they're coming up, our younger level coaches do a good job of preparing them. And, you know, so the kids that we're getting as juniors and the seniors returning that we had at the varsity last year, you know, came in with a real good understanding of what to do.
How are the younger teams doing? Freshmen, sophomore?
Very well. The freshmen are 2-0, haven't been scored on yet. I think the scores, I don't believe seniors scored on them. You know, it's up around 120-0 mm-hmm. total score. So they're a real good group, and they're progressing very well. The sophomores Had a close opening loss and then came back. They were down 10-0 in the second half and beat Kennedy 21-10. So that was really good to see.
Good to see that. And we'll see what happens here tonight as we get over a little bit to the north here in about 3 hours or so.
That's
it's
right.
It's not raining, so that's good.
Yeah. Yep, that's good because, you know, we threw the ball a lot last week. That going into the game, we felt with Kennedy's size, that's how we needed to attack him, spread him out. And I thought for the most part, you know, like I say, we were did some good things. And I think tonight we'll see a team more similar in size to us. So, you know, that'll be a little bit nicer.
You got a couple familiar players in tomorrow's Iowa-Iowa State game you might pay attention to, huh?
Yeah, there will be. And that's fun to see former players have success at the next level and be key components
at least three
team.
For Iowa State, right?
Yeah, there's four on the roster, and I'm not sure if all four get in. I believe three will get in for sure. Orion Vance at middle linebacker, and I was not able to see. I didn't see the start of that. If he
I didn't see it either.
Got to start, or they were
plays.
Talking about a freshman that true freshman that was competing with him. And then Julian Good-Jones will be back at offensive line this week, and Landon Akers is a return man receiver.
Fast.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got wheels like no other in terms of stamina and stuff like that. He was a good 400 man, and Gary Alt is the fourth player. So.
Yeah, so.
Yep, that's exciting to see them, and Coach Campbell really is enthusiastic about them, so that's always good.
It'll be fun to see coming up. Be fun to see tonight, Paul. We'll let you go get everything taken care of, and we'll track you down tonight for the pregame.
Excellent.
Good luck.
Very good. Thanks for being out here, guys.
Yep. Thank you. Paul James, the head football coach here at Linmar, and Todd Goodell going to work his way over here from cross country. Girls cross country here for the Lions, and join us, talk a little bit about running in mud.
I wish we could do more of it, or just have some more running racing.
Yes.
Because we've had two canceled and one cut in half out of Prairie. We've got our varsity race in, and then we had to cancel the JV, and so we haven't had a chance to race much, and we're going to have our own little time trial tomorrow morning.
You think of cross country, it's one of those sports that you're going to run in any kind of weather, but that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, well, you know, when there's lightning in the sky, that pretty much cancels things. And then it's not a matter of running in the rain. We've had so much, as you guys know, the courses have just been flooded. You know, this past Thursday, the meet was supposed to be at Knoll Ridge, but when you bring 20 teams in and parts of the course are underwater, you know, they could do some serious damage to the park, and they just didn't want people out there. And the Saturday before, we had to cancel our own because the storms just, the radar
wouldn't
clear
stop.
Up. And I jokingly said the puddles are turning into ponds out there on the course. And so that's not good, safe running conditions either. So it's one thing to run in rain. It's another thing to have the conditions that we've had just, you know, miserable, and it's just been that way for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're all in the same boat, figuratively and literally.
Right.
At this point, but you got to be itching to get out there and do something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably why you're going to have your time trial tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some other coaches were trying to maybe piece some makeshift meets together here, like this weekend, and I didn't want to go down that path because I didn't want to try to put all things together to have it canceled again. I figured a time trial within ourselves, we're going to do it on the Boisen Trail. And I figured if we have to move it back an hour or two or adjust, we can easily do that within ourselves and not have to worry about taking care of anybody else. So, yeah, good luck to anybody and everybody that can just try to get a race in at this point.
What is left on the schedule, or at least is scheduled right now?
Well, we still have, really two-thirds of our season mm-hmm. meets left. We are, a week from Saturday, we'll be going down to Central College, Des Moines Roosevelt, typically hosts it at the Iowa State University course. But I think it's because due to a home football game, we got moved to Central College. So we have that next Saturday. After that, Kennedy will be hosting. That traditionally has been at Seminole Valley. We'll find out where that ends up. We have it's going to send our JV to Iowa City West yet. The University of Minnesota hosts a big meet called the GRIAC Invitational. Teams from all over the Midwest, all over the country, because it's high school and collegiate. We'll be taking our team up to that. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And then we'll have come off of that. We'll have the conference super meet, divisional, state qualifying, and state. So
and,
it
mm-hmm. and away you go.
Yeah.
How about some of the top runners for you this year, this fall?
Well, a few of our top runners, Micah Paulette, is back as a sophomore. Chloe Skidmore is another sophomore that ran a lot of varsity or did real well for us last year. Lily Geelan is another top sophomore that was first team All-State last year. She was one of them that suffered a little too much heat out at that Prairie meet and just got clearance yesterday to start practicing again. So we're happy to have her back, but it's going to be we're going to bring her along slowly, make sure we're keeping her healthy. But, you know, she's a top runner. Sarah Murphy ran at State for us last year. Demia Burrell, A.J. Kendrick, Emma Kelly are seniors that bring a lot of good varsity experience for us in there. A couple other girls looking good in practice. Livia Jenskow, Emily Schmidt, a freshman, all kind of battling for varsity mix. We don't know exactly how the totem pole lines up. Maybe I'll have some more answers after tomorrow morning. But we're still kind of in the infancy of figuring out what we can do in a race.
Depth is so important in cross country, as you know, Todd, because of the way it's scored. Do you feel you have that kind of depth to make a nice postseason run?
We have people that can be developed to give us some really good depth. And I'm talking helping us be very competitive. I think we're going to be a nice quality team that once we get it all put together, we were kind of dealing with some heat issues from the Prairie meet. We had some sickness. We had a walking pneumonia. We've had some stuff that has not made us look too good yet. But hopefully we get over all this stuff and keep our training going and get some good races under our belt. I think we have the personnel that we can be very competitive, very good. Hopefully it'll all come together here end of October.
Yep, and get back to Fort Dodge.
Yeah.
That's the main goal. All right, Todd, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. We hope you get a meet in and everything goes well the rest of the year.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed. Thank you, guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Dave Brown here, the athletic director at Linmar, and have more for you on the tailgate tour for Linmar, first stop here in 2018. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium parking lot, camping at the lake, or a spontaneous celebration, there's a reliable Honda generator ready to give you more power, more freedom, more security, and the time to do what you want, where you want. That's power you can trust. And be sure to ask about our Honda inverter generators for more reliable, cleaner power. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids, or online at acmetools.com. Do your best work.
To the weekend warriors, to the 8-to-5ers, to the clock punchers, or should we say, demolishers, to the movers, shakers, and big decision makers, isn't it time to make your money work for you for a change? With Midwest One's Power Checking Account, it's easy to qualify for high interest rates and ATM refunds. Here's to empowered money management. Here's to power checking. Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
It's time for the dating game.
Bachelor number 3, tell me your ideal date.
Oh, I'd say a romantic, moonlit strawberries and champagne picnic on a bluff along the Wapsie, where I'll tell you how beautiful you are.
Okay, wow. And bachelor number 1?
My turn? Ideal date, I guess we would just listen to Smart Rock on Smart FM.
Number 1, definitely.
Wait, what?
You always win with Smart Rock on Smart FM.
We are back here at Linmar, and the tailgate tour rolling on for this first one here. We'll be at Kennedy coming up next Thursday. Getting ready for that big Thursday night game between Prairie and Kennedy. Head coach Doug Stryker of Linmar Wrestling joining us here, and always good to talk wrestling. This is kind of a more of a wrestling weather day, isn't it? It's not 90 degrees.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're starting to put mats outside for meets. Maybe maybe high school is going to get into that sometime.
It would be difficult. It'll get to November. It's usually not very many good days in November. October, maybe. But
wrestlers don't mind.
No.
They don't mind. How's the summer? How's all the preparations for the season going?
Oh, it was good. Good to get away and recharge a little bit. We still had training. We had kids going to some high-level tournaments, and some of our other kids were coming to our summer workouts, and a lot of guys in football lifting hard that way, so we're looking forward to a good season.
I'll tell you what, if you ever looked at the Linmar Twitter feed, as I did today, you've got kids from second grade all the way up in AAU meets and doing well. So that's going to give you some good kids down the road, I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel really good about what's coming up, but like I said, we've been there before. He's got to make sure you keep plugging along and keeping those kids coming. And it's when you let up, and then now you see how, like the last couple of years, we've only had one state placement in the last couple of years, and I consider that down. We must have let up off the gas 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when we had our good teams coming through and we were going to the state duels. We must not have been doing something right at the club level, because we ended up with, you know, coming and having some last couple of years were very average, and we started to put the pedal back down a little bit the last couple of years, and that's what you need to do. And let-ups, you pay for let-ups. Maybe not right away, but you pay for them sooner or later.
What's this year's team look like? What are you thinking?
Oh, I think we got a good group of mixture of young guys, old guys, light guys, heavy guys, and you know, some guys that really kind of stuck out this summer. Brandon O'Brien went to Fargo and was double All-American. Bryce Park had a really nice year last year. He went to 28-day J-Rob camp to get better, really challenged himself. Jacob Wimpen did a lot of summer wrestling, was hurt a little bit, so couldn't go to Fargo. Tanner Schultz qualified for Fargo, went up there, challenged himself. So, you know, those are the guys that really pushed themselves. We had a lot of other guys who were doing some freestyle stuff on the weekends, this and that. So I'm optimistic about having a good year, but we'll see where things are at here in a couple months and see how it all falls together.
You got Wimpen as your place winner last year, but you had a couple, three others that
yeah,
went
we
to
had,
state,
we
right?
Had other, yeah, we had a couple other guys that qualified. Bryce qualified and, you know, had a kind of slip up there in the quarterfinal round. And so, but we feel good about what we have coming back. And obviously, Jacob's the only place winner we have, and he'll be looking for a state title, right? He's got to get that state title before he walks out of these doors in May.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask you. You're the first wrestling coach we've gotten to ask. You like the seating procedures for next year's state tournament?
I'll let you know after we see you two. I mean, I'm willing to try stuff.
Yeah.
You know, did I hate the big matchups in the quarterfinals or something? No. Did I hate the, you know, some of the bad matchups in the finals? Maybe, yeah, a little bit. But I don't know. I liked our state tournament the way it is. Maybe I'll like it after it's done. I'm going to hold my judgment until we try something a year or two. And I still don't like the dual meat format we use. I'll tell you that.
No.
You know, we've tried that a couple number of years, but that might not be changing. But as far as the seating goes, I'm open to trying stuff and seeing how it works. And as long as people aren't out there avoiding competition to protect the seed, and I don't think many people will do that. And I guess if they do, that's something you can't affect what, you know, what other people are going to do, what they're going to do. So
usually didn't matter when you were wrestling in high school. you're going to beat anybody.
Well, you come prepared, and hopefully you're ready to go.
But it's happened before. You see great matchups in the first round that shouldn't happen.
It's usually not the first round because that's
right.
But you're still going to have, you know, those loaded districts where third place doesn't get out, and you're never going to solve all the problems in any sport.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not against. Let's keep plugging along. Try to get better. Try to make the sport better.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we let you go here, two new teams, and tell you what, good Western Dubuque's a heck of a wrestling school coming in.
You
and
bet.
Liberty's not going to be a slouch for sure for very long.
No, I expect them both to be challenges for us year in and year out. So, yeah, we just made our conference that much better. We're going to be that much more prepared for the district tournament and state tournament by getting through our conference.
How do the divisions break down for you, for Lindmar?
Oh, you put me on the spot here. They changed from last year. I know Liberty's on one side, on our side now. Western Dubuque's on the other. I'm trying to think who's on our side for sure. I know we don't have Prairie. We're wrestling Prairie on a Saturday morning because they're not in our division. So that's the second weekend for us. I know that in our schedule. I think Kennedy's on our side. I think Hempstead's on our side. I know we see Wallert in a duel, so they'd be on our side. Liberty, I don't know if I'm blanking on the Iowa City West, I think, is on our side.
Yep.
You'll wrestle everybody in your division once.
Yes, in a regular dual meet, one team versus one team. So one mat in the center, let's call out each person's name, let's go out and shake hands, get them recognized to the crowd, rather than these double duels where you had two mats going and it was just chaos and kids weren't getting recognized for being a varsity wrestler in a darn tough sport like they should be in my view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, hey, we'll see you in the wrestling meet in the wrestling season. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for coming by. Enjoyed having you here.
Doug.
All right, and that's going to wrap things up. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks to Doug. And we're going to get back to the studio here. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Lindmar Jefferson coming your way tonight, 1600 AM.